Good morning. I am just so excited to welcome you this Monday morning. Welcome to a fantastic week in your life and in your business. We are in the month of February right now, and to me, this is the month of love, and I love it. This is my birthday month, and there's so much that we can celebrate. I know for me, when we lived up north in Michigan, it was also one of the longest, coldest months, even though it was the very shortest in actual length. But I want to encourage you this morning that God has a good plan for you and that He just wants awesome, amazing things. I was speaking with Cheryl before we started the recording today and just praising the Lord. You know, she was just sharing with me about that she really has turned her business over to the Lord. She started formulating and doing some different things at the end of last year and at the beginning of this year, and she's seeing a big turnaround in business and lots of progress. And she just wanted to praise the Lord for the increased consistency and discipline and really showing other people that she's living the life of Christ. And each and every day, I just wanted to kind of give her some glory here. Well, not glory. We want to give God the glory, but we want to give her some encouragement this morning, I guess, is what we want to do. Because then I want you to hear her story as well, because I want you to know that you can do the very same thing. But what she did is she started turning her business over to the Lord, and each and every morning she would ask, you know, where am I to do my business, and what do I need to focus on today, and who do I need to contact, and things are turning around, and just by consistently living that disciplined life of Christ, people are drawn to her like a magnet. So I'm really excited for Cheryl, praising God for His goodness and His mercy and how faithful He is to us for always answering our prayers. So if we ask, He'll give us that answer. So I'm just really, really excited about that today. As I was preparing for our time this week, I was really thinking about and praying about for most of those people that are consistently on the call with us each and every day. And we do this every Monday at 8:30. We get on about 25 after and start taking prayer requests and praise reports. But the Lord just kept laying on my heart that it's so important right now that there's some people that in this world, and I want you to know that I'm right there with you each and every day, but that we have to get very, very clear, very, very truthful about our inner being. And that means that if we really, truly want to receive God's blessing, we have to be honest with Him about our sin and ourselves. And I'm not wanting to go around and just constantly be telling everybody that you're a sinner and I'm a sinner and look at all the sin I've done, because we've been redeemed if we are Christ's children and we've accepted Christ as our personal Savior. But I want you to know that it's really important that we not let sin linger inside of our life, because we do all sin. And when we do, we need to be very quick to repent. You know, there's a story in the Old Testament about King David, and David was so precious to the Lord. He loved Him so dearly, and I believe part of it was because he was so passionate in worshiping the Lord, and he was passionate and believed so much in God. Even as a young man, he knew he could slay the giant, and because of the faith he had in God, and he just loved Him so much. So David led God, and God loved David, and it was so beautiful. And I think many times that's why we find the Psalms and so comforting to us, is because it's that love story and that dialogue back and forth from David to God, and him listening and standing before the Lord. But there was a time when the soldiers were all off at war, and King David was still in the palace, and when the men were all out to war, the women were allowed to bathe more publicly. They were allowed to be outside and bathe, and I imagine it was probably warm out, and it probably felt very cool and refreshing. But because it was warm out, and they didn't really have air conditioning back then, we know King David was out walking on the palace rooftop, and he looked down, and he saw a beautiful woman that was bathing. And he thought, because he didn't already have so many wives, that he would like to have another. He had so many wives and concubines. But he saw her beauty. Well, he had her brought to him. And unfortunately, she got pregnant while she was married. And he sinned. I mean, that's just straight up, we know that's committing adultery. And once he realized what was going on, he decided that he would continue to sin. And that's what happened. We let one little sin get into our life, more and more and more keeping up. And she was actually married to Uriah, who was one of his mighty men, who was one of the head people in his army. And he actually ended up having Uriah killed in the end. There's much more to the story. But he didn't repent of this sin for a very long time. And he actually took Bathsheba to be his wife, and she had a baby, and they lost that baby, and it was a very heart-wrenching time. But I'm sure it was more heart-wrenching because David didn't deal truthfully and come before the Lord truthfully with the area of sin in his life. Now, we all have sin in our lives, and I'm not trying to say one sin is worse than another, because they're not. But I am saying, come truthfully before the Lord, because he wants us to be honest with ourselves and honest with him. You know, David really never acknowledged his sin until long after it happened, and he didn't face the truth about it. And when we do that, it's so hard because it continues to fester in our hearts, almost like a cancer. And as long as we refuse to face the truth, he couldn't truly repent. And I know many times, there's times in our lives where we say, oh, Lord, I repent of this. And then we go and do it again. Or we don't deal with it truly at the root in our heart, inside of our spirit man. And as long as we don't truly repent, he can't receive the forgiveness from God. So I want to read Psalm 51 to you. It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercy and loving kindness. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly and repeatedly from my iniquity and my guilt. And cleanse me and make me wholly pure from sin. For I am conscious of my transgressions and I acknowledge them. My sin is ever before me. Isn't that how it is when we've got sin in our life? It's constantly showing up. It's like festering in our hearts. We see it all the time, and we see it in others around us. And I think it's just really the Holy Spirit loving us so much that he doesn't want us to keep living in sin. He wants us to truly just be truthful about it and come to him. Verse 4 says, against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and faultless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in a state of iniquity. My mother was sinful who conceived me, and I too am sinful. Behold, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. I want that to be our verse that we think about this week. Lord, is there any sin in my life? I want truth in my inner being. Make it really clear to me that I know your wisdom in my inmost heart. Purify me with hyssop that I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall in reality be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my guilt and my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering and steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. And I think that's the key. When we really have that willing spirit, when he sees our true heart, is that we want every area in our life to be cleansed, that we want our flesh not to be broken. We want our lives to be completely serving him. Verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Isn't that truly what we want? Verse 13. I know many of us are Christian direct sellers that are on the call this morning, or we are our own business owners along with God, and we want to be a minister in the marketplace. And this is one of those keys, is that we are truthful in our inner being, and that we come before the Lord and we ask him to search us so that there is no sin, so that we can be used in a way that we can teach people God's ways, and people will be drawn to us like magnets, and we can return to you, and they will return to God. It says in verse 14, deliver me from blood, guiltiness, and death, O God. The God of my salvation and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness and your judgment. That's praising the Lord. He wants us to praise him. After we come to him and we repent, he wants us to praise him. Verse 15 says, O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you delight not in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You find no pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, the sacrifice that's acceptable to God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken and with sorrow for sin and humbly and thoroughly repentant. Such, O God, you will not despise. And that's what he truly wants from us. He doesn't want us to do a bunch of good works. Does he like good works? Yeah, he wants us to do good works around our faith. But what's most important to God is that we have a broken spirit and a broken, contrite heart. And it doesn't mean that we're broken down. It means that we have sorrow for the sin in our life, and we humbly and thoroughly repent so there's no sin in our life, and we praise and we worship him. You know, I was in church yesterday, and I was listening to the message by Pastor Bev, one of our apostles there, and it's the apostle's wife. And one of the things that she was sharing is she went through a time right before they went on their vacation last year that she was a little down about some things that were going on and some of the things that were brought to her attention. And she, you know, she just loves the people so much that she just really goes before the Lord and prays and prays for them. But she was a little discouraged. And she said that she went to the Lord in prayer, and she prayed and prayed, and then she went to sleep that night. And that she woke up in the morning on her vacation, and the Lord gave her this verse. And so she went and she looked at it, and it was Jude 20. Because she said, Lord, what do I do? You know, if I'm discouraged about the things I see. Loving David, she loved this. She said, Lord, search my heart. And then this is what the Lord gave her. Jude 20, but you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you today. If you feel discouraged in your business, or you feel frustrated, or you are not really having the desires that you really would have for business, I want you to do exactly what we talked about today, what David did when he finally released that sin. Don't carry it with you anymore. Sometimes I actually envision asking the Lord, Lord, where is an area of sin in my life? I want to be completely pure before you. That's always the call of my life, so that I can minister to others and so I can be your best servant and I can worship you wholeheartedly and I can be that example to you, Lord, that you want me to be, because it's all about you. It's not about me. And if he shows me a place and I repent and I try to make that right with the person and ask the Lord to show me how to do that so that I can be that pure vessel for the Lord to use, and I can bring others, I can minister in the marketplace, bringing them to him. I also want to encourage you to build yourself up. After you've done this, take time to pray in the Spirit, just like it tells us in Jude 20, that God wants us to build ourselves up. He doesn't want us to rely on someone else to do that for us. He wants us to be in relationship with him and do what he's told us to do. He wants us to praise and worship and pray in the Spirit. Well, I hope that this has been encouraging to you today. I don't know if you have an area of sin in your life that you've been carrying around for a very long time, or if you have something that the Lord is just speaking to you about right now, but I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and I do want to ask him to reveal to you an area that he wants more for you in your life. I'm so excited to be able to just minister in the marketplace, and I know that you feel the exact same way. Don't think that we have to do anything in our own strength. We just have to receive the love, the forgiveness, the grace, and the mercy from our Savior. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just come to you today, Lord, and we praise you. We praise and we glorify you. We give you all the glory because it is all about you. It's not about us. But, Lord, right now we're coming before you so that we can be that pure vessel for you. And we know we can only do that through your righteousness that we receive at salvation. Lord, I thank you that you are the Lord of our lives, not just our Savior. And this is just one of those processes. But I know that in order for you to use us the way that you would like to use us, Lord, that we have to make sure that we do not have any sin in our life and that we are truly walking in forgiveness of others. The Lord, just like you, we love you so much, and we know that just like you dealt with David, Lord, even with the murder of her husband, that you loved David, that you forgave him, that he had so much that he did for you afterwards. So, Father God, I ask right now that you will illuminate our hearts. Show us, Lord, where we have sinned against you that still might be something that might be blocking our relationship with you. Lord, we repent of that right now. Lord, we don't want any sin in our life. We want to serve and honor you with everything that we have. We want to be able to minister in the marketplace, just like you say in Psalm 51:13, that we'll be able to teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and returned to you. We know that's your heartbeat. That's the call that you've placed on all of our lives. It's that ministry of reconciliation. Lord, if there are broken relationships, if there's been harsh words that have been spoken, if we've allowed others to speak into our lives and believe the lie of the enemy that we may not be as good or as wonderful as you've created us to be. If we've believed lies about who we are instead of taking your word and taking that so deeply inside of our hearts. Lord, I do ask that you will remind us to praise you. Lord, that until it becomes a habit, because I know for me, I love to praise you, Lord, and it's almost like drinking water. If I don't have it, I thirst for praising you and worshiping you because it's so wonderful and it's so beautiful. And Lord, I thank you that you give us your recipes and your word about how we can be closer to you. Lord, thank you for the word that you've given us in Jude 20, that we can lift and draw closer to you, that we can, if we're feeling discouraged, Lord, that all we have to do is truly come to you and pray in the Spirit and build ourselves up. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to rely on anyone else in order to have that relationship with you, and that you're always waiting with open arms regardless of whatever we've done in our life, any sin we've committed, how long we've committed it, Lord, that it doesn't matter to you. You're just saying, here I am. Cast all your cares upon me. Let me be the Lord of your life. So, Lord, I thank you for that because I know that only when I run into your arms am I in the place that I truly need to be. That's the place where I am strengthened when I'm praying in the Spirit and I'm worshiping and I'm praising you and I feel your embrace. I thank you that you love us so much, and you are so tender, and you're so kind, and you're so patient with us. But, Lord, we don't want to sin any longer. We don't want to keep walking in these sins that burden our hearts or that we see all around us that maybe has a root somewhere in our own life. Lord, we want to acknowledge them right now before you. Lord, we just take this moment right now, and we whisper them to you. As we bring them forth to you, we walk in your grace and your love and your forgiveness and your mercy. And just like David, we know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, that you've given us a hope and a future. We can have a greater hope and future regardless of what we've done. And Lord, thank you for giving the testimony through Cheryl today. We want to give you the glory for that because she did these very things and she's already seeing you give the harvest on the seeds that were planted. Lord, when we come to you and we are consistent and disciplined in living for you and ministering in the marketplace, Lord, and showing that your life is living in and through us, we know that that's where you would want us to be. So I praise you for that, Lord. I do pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will restore those health to those who are hurting or those that are having dis-ease. Lord, we know that you paid for our healing, and you gave it to us 2,000 years ago. So, Lord, we receive it now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for healing of the mind. I ask for healing of the heart. I ask for healing of the body now, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name that it be received. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and the anointing that's on this call today. I do ask that favor goes out before each and every consultant, each and every leader, that you would give wisdom and direction, and that people would be drawn to each person that is listening to this recording or on the call live, Lord, that they would know that they are a blessing to bless others, but that those that they're speaking to know that they need to do business with this person, that this person was blessed to be a blessing to them, and that it's Christ living in them and through them that is drawing them closer to the kingdom that makes this so wonderful and so appealing. Lord, I do call forth finances from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you, Lord, for your unexpected finances that are coming into each person's life. I thank you for the blessings that are coming through divine connections. I thank you, Lord, for the divine ideas around business this week. Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise for all of these things. Lord, we love you and we thank you so much. We praise and give you glory. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report that we can pray for this morning? Well, I see lots and lots of you are here this morning. I just want to just thank you for being on the call this morning. I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. And just wanting you to know that you are a blessing and that we are so excited to have you each and every Monday. Invite other people to join us. If you have prayer requests, please feel free to put them on the Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, and know that I'm praying for you this week. And I'll meet with you again next week at 8:25 for prayer requests and praise reports. And then we'll have our study next week as well. Take care. God bless you, and I'll see you real soon. Bye now.